You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Live from the AM 830 studios, this is Angels Recap. With a recap of the game, a look at the out-of-town scoreboard, and a quick preview of the next Halos game.
All right, there's something I want to get off my chest. Something I've been thinking about for a while now. Something that I don't say lightly. I have had this thought that has been marinating for quite some time, and I guess it's ready to get put on the grill, if you will. As I sit here tonight and think about what we just witnessed, think about what we have seen since 2018, where he was the Rookie of the Year. And where Shohei Ohtani, out of a spring training where some were arguing that he doesn't even belong in the major leagues. And after that period where there were so many doubters even wondering if he should try to be a two-way guy. To going through the injury struggles of 2019 and 2020. To coming back in 2021 and having an MVP campaign, a unanimous MVP campaign, I might add. Last season, only narrowly being beaten by Aaron Judge because he hit 62 home runs, but Ohtani should have won the MVP a season ago. And now for a fourth time, Shohei Ohtani is putting up the greatest season any of us have ever seen. So when I say this in a moment, this statement, I, as a historian of the game, as somebody that respects so mightily the greats to have ever played Major League Baseball, as someone that truly respects the historical achievements, and also understands that Ohtani still has years to go. But I will say this right now, and I will stand by this. Shohei Ohtani is the single greatest player in the history of baseball. It sunk in tonight. It sunk in tonight watching Shohei Ohtani homer 418 feet, the loudest bat crack we've heard since, last night when he hit one to a similar spot, to pitch as well as he did, striking out 10 in 6 1/3, gave him the one run, but that run came across when he was already out of the game. And then after leaving with a cracked fingernail, comes back up to the batter's box and goes the opposite way 404 feet for a second home run tonight. Shohei Ohtani leads the majors in home runs. Can we go through the numbers where Shohei Ohtani leads for a moment? And this is not in the American League. This is all of baseball. Shohei Ohtani is baseball's home run leader. Shohei Ohtani is baseball's RBI leader. Shohei Ohtani in batting average is ninth. And when you consider where he ranks in the American League, Ohtani is fifth. So top five batting average to go with the numbers that I'd mentioned before. OPS, the only player in baseball over 1,000. The best OPS in all of baseball. Better than Acuna, better than Freeman, better than Soto, better than Luis Arraez. By the way, those are all National League players I was just rattling off right there. The next closest American League player in OPS is Yandy Diaz, who is more than 100 points behind Shohei Ohtani. We are witnessing the greatest season in the history of baseball, and it's being delivered by Shohei Ohtani for not the first, not the second, not the third, but the fourth time in his career. We have never seen a year like this from Shohei Ohtani. By the way, those were just his hitting numbers. Because Shohei Ohtani, offensively alone, if you only took Ohtani the DH, is the unanimous MVP in the American League. Now let me tell you about what he's doing on the mound. Because again, listen to what I just said again. I'm going to say it one more time. Ohtani the hitter is the unanimous MVP with that one singular skill set. Ohtani is the best player in baseball. And then you consider the fact that he is an ace. A 7-3 record with a 3.02 earned run average. Where does that ERA rank in the American League? Top 10. Ninth in ERA in the American League. In baseball, where he ranks in terms of strikeouts, because now Ohtani is up to 127 with 10 more tonight. Third in baseball in strikeouts, second in the American League. Ohtani, the hitter, is the unanimous MVP. Ohtani, the pitcher, is a Cy Young contender. How about batting average against? We talk about the fact that he's hitting 304 against him. Or actually, I was going to talk about his whip. His whip is seventh in all of baseball, 1.04. You just go up and down the line, and every statistic, it doesn't matter. Shohei Ohtani is a bona fide Cy Young contender and the clear-cut best hitter in baseball. We talked about this a lot in 2018 when he came onto the scene. We were all blown away, so impressed by what we had seen from Shohei Ohtani when the MVP. We're blown away even more so in 2021 when he was the unanimous MVP. I said MVP before, I meant Rookie of the Year. The Rookie of the Year in 2018, the MVP in 2021. What did he do in 2022? He was better in 22 than he was in 21. What is he doing now? He is better in 23 than he was in 2022. Every year, Shohei Ohtani gets better, and it is not a one fluky season kind of thing. Shohei Ohtani is now stringing it together. Now, please keep in mind, what I am saying here is independent of any conversation that one wants to have about what his value is and what the dollar should be. Forget that. I am strictly talking about Shohei Ohtani, the baseball player, and the fact that in the history of this grand game, we have never seen a player like this before. We have never seen a player have the seasons, not one, not two, now three, maybe even four seasons now, where Shohei Ohtani is doing something unprecedented in this game. Babe Ruth has never had a season like what Shohei Ohtani is putting together right now. Willie Mays could never do what Shohei Ohtani is doing right now. And that is no disrespect to those guys, because I am a historian of the game that does not say this lightly. I say this with much gravity, because I understand how incredible those all-time greats were. It just is worth mentioning and diving into the fact that Shohei Ohtani is better. He is the best player in the history of baseball. We're going to talk about the game tonight, but for me, it sank in tonight. I've been thinking this for a while. I've been wanting to share this take for some time, but I was waiting for the right moment. And tonight, it was clear to me. It is crystal clear to me that there is not a player in the history of this game that could do what Shohei Ohtani is doing. Babe Ruth could never do this. He never did. He had every chance. Babe Ruth never did this. Shohei Ohtani, by the way, is, if he keeps this pace up, he's going to be knocking on the door of Judge's 62 last year. And you know what? Knowing Shohei, don't be surprised if he hits 63. 714-283-830. You think I sound crazy? Tell me, please. One thing that you've said, Ohtani has, he's not going to do this? Oh, he's done it. Every time, please. 714-283-830. Let's get started tonight with Luke in Huntington Beach here on Angels Recap. I should mention our phone number again, 714-283-830. My name is Trent Rush. Glad to be with you tonight here on Angels Recap. Luke in Huntington Beach. What's going on, man?
Trent, always a pleasure listening and talking with you. I hope you're doing good and having a great night. I'm sitting here with my buddy Cam.
Hey, Trent. How are we?
Hey, Cam.
And we were just at the game. We're driving home right now. And look, Trent, I got to get something off my chest, too. Okay? Not only do I wholeheartedly agree with you that Shohei Ohtani is the best baseball player in the entire universe. Yes, the entire universe. We don't know what's out there, but I know that Shohei is the best. But I'm also going to say one other thing, Trent, that you, my friend, are the best radio post-game broadcaster in the entire universe as well. We love you. And I just want to add one more thing, Trent. It's my birthday tomorrow. I know I call in a lot, but I love listening to you after Angels game, and I certainly love listening to you after Angels win. Light that baby up. Go Halos. I'm full-blown on board. This is our year. Let's go, baby.
I love it. Luke in Huntington Beach, happy early birthday. Looking forward to you celebrating about 2 hours and 7 minutes from right now. Thanks for calling. Thanks for the kind words. And look, I say this with an understanding of all of the great players that have put on a uniform. I just think Ohtani is better. And I've been waiting to say this because it's not something I just want to throw out there. And I mean it. And it's not just a hot take. This is not just a radio show where we just throw out a bunch of ideas. This has been weighing on me. And I think it's worth sharing why I think Shohei Ohtani is the greatest player in the history of this game. And we can talk about the game tonight. I know we're going to do that, but appreciate Luke for giving us a ring tonight here. 714-283-830. Let's go to Dick and Whittier, who joins us here on Angels Recap tonight. Hi, Dick.
How you doing, Trent?
Doing great.
Great. I totally agree with you on Shohei Ohtani. And as far as I'm concerned, the Angels have two of the top five baseball players of all time. Mike Trout being the other one.
Yeah, I mean, Trout has done a lot to be discussed in that conversation. And Dick, thank you for calling. I think that the term GOAT gets thrown around a lot and has a tendency to have some recency bias. And Mike Trout has had a phenomenal career, and there's still a lot left in the tank for Mike Trout, so I can't wait to see what he gets to. But when I think about, you know, the best ever, like, look at the numbers Albert Pujols put up. You know, 3,000 hits, 600 home runs. Those are going to be tough milestones for Mike to get there to, like, what Albert was able to do. And don't get me wrong, I love Mike Trout. For up until Shohei Ohtani, he was the best player of this era. But I just think that when you look at the historical context, I think Shohei is just in a different stratosphere. He just really is. People have asked me for a long time who I think the best, you know, the best players of all time were. I have always said, for me, it's been Willie Mays 1, Hank Aaron 2, Babe Ruth 3. Those have been that's been my order forever. Shohei is 1. Shohei Ohtani is 1, and I cannot believe I'm saying this, but Shohei Ohtani is 1. And tonight, for me, solidified that. And I really don't think it's recency bias. I've been thinking about this for a while. I just think Ohtani is just at an absolutely different level. Let's go to Todd in Huntington Beach joining us tonight here on Angels Recap. Hi, Todd.
Hey, sir. How you doing?
Better after the Angels got the victory tonight, Todd. I'll tell you that.
I'm right there with you, but you know, I gotta disagree with you about the home run count that you got going with Shohei Ohtani. Yeah, you said 63.
Yeah.
I say 67.
It's a lot of home runs. It's a lot of home runs. You know what? If he hits 57, he's still the best player of all time. That's the truth, though. Hey, who knows? Look, this guy is capable of absolutely anything, and he proves that on a daily basis. And let's not forget Shohei the pitcher. He's even had some rough starts in there, and despite those, he still has a top 10 ERA in the American League halfway through the season, and he's third in all of baseball in strikeouts, leading all of baseball in home runs, OPS, RBI. Nobody is doing more for their team than Shohei Ohtani. Shohei the hitter is the best player in baseball. And then there's Shohei the pitcher, who is a bona fide Cy Young candidate. Todd, thanks for calling in. 714-283-830. A lot to get to tonight here on Angels Recap. We haven't even gotten into that wild ninth inning where Carlos Estevez converted the save 20 for 20 in save chances to set a new Angel record for the most consecutive saves to begin a season. It wasn't all that easy tonight, and got a really big strikeout there at the end of Zavala, and then Andrews ends up grounding in to the double play. Again, 714-283-830. Let's go to Richard in Anaheim, hanging out with us on Angels Recap tonight. Hi, Richard.
How's it going, Trent? How's everything? This is thank you for taking my call again. Anyway, Trent, I wanted to ask a question. You know, Mike Trout's not doing what he Mike Trout thinks. And do you think it's because, and I'll be honest now, do you think it's because of Connie taking on the Thunder and he just doesn't know how to handle it? Because there was always Mike Trout, you know, all these years, and now it's Ohtani, and I still think Mike Trout's the best player in baseball. But what do you think on that?
I think that that has absolutely nothing. I think whatever Shohei does has absolutely nothing to do with Mike Trout's numbers that he's putting up. Completely irrelevant. If anything, Trout's better for it because he loves. I think he loves the competition. I think that he also is one to push. He's had trouble hitting fastballs this year, and there have been some mechanic things that Trout's been working through and adjustments being made and tracking the baseball. There's been things that Trout's been working on that maybe explain why he hasn't had the Mike Trout first half that we've all grown to expect from Mike Trout. And there's no reason to think that he couldn't turn it on in the second half and get back the player that we know that he is. And by the way, not a bad down half considering he hit 17 home runs and has driven in 41. Now, that's not bad for having a down first half of the season. No. What Shohei does is completely independent of whatever Mike Trout's numbers are, completely unrelated. Let's get to another phone call here. Matt in the Inland Empire hanging out with us here on Angels Recap tonight. A lot of phone calls tonight. I love it. What's up, Matt?
Hey, how's it going, Trent? Before I get to my point, if you can update me on the being in the L for Ohtani afterwards, but what I wanted to actually discuss, Trent, I'm glad you finally realized that I've been calling this out for Ohtani for a couple of years. Last year when he did qualify for pitching and hitting,
yeah.
No one in the game of MLB from day one till now has ever done that. And not did he just do it, Trent. He did it. I mean, he was outstanding on both ends. He was a top hitter. He was a top pitcher. You can say he was the second best pitcher last year behind Verlander.
I totally agree.
Not just qualifying, but outstanding. And last year was my exclamation point saying he is the greatest of all time because he can do both at high levels.
I think that's – and I've harped about this a lot, Matt, about the awards voting. And I think the reason I know it probably seems like I'm still salty about the MVP vote last year. I think it's because I've been trying so hard to help people understand what you realize, Matt. I think Angel fans that watch Ohtani all the time are well aware of what this guy has accomplished. I think nationally he gets a ton of attention and deserves even more attention than whatever he's getting. But last year for Ohtani to finish second MVP is the most criminal award vote since the 73 Cy Young when Nolan Ryan got absolutely hosed there. So for me, what Shohei's accomplishment, what he has accomplished in this game already puts him in a different stratosphere than anybody else, and we're starting to see the longevity. Even if this is the last year he ever does anything like this, it's still enough for me to consider him the greatest player of all time because nobody has been able to do this, and it's not just a one-year wonder. Ohtani is now putting together, the better part of a decade of incredible seasons, one after another. We're going to continue here in a moment, but first, let's pause just for a second for stations to identify themselves here on the Angels Baseball Radio Network.
AMA 30 KLAA, Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
My name is Trent Rush, welcoming you to Angels Recap tonight. If you're just getting in your car, just joining us, what a night for the Halos. 4-2 winners over the White Sox. Shohei Ohtani gets the win, going 6 1/3, gives up one run, strikes out 10. Oh, and then at the plate, hit two home runs in this game. Carlos Estevez had to tiptoe his way out of a murky ninth inning, but after the White Sox had the bases loaded with nobody out, Estevez got a strikeout, then a ground-out double play, gets out of the jam. His 20th save in 20 chances, an Angels record to begin a season. We got a lot of phone calls tonight. If you haven't been able to get through, keep calling, keep trying. We're going to try to get to as many as we can because I know that anybody that was at the game tonight understands they witnessed history. They witnessed something that they may never see again. They witnessed something that they will tell their kin for generations to come about what they were able to witness at Angel Stadium tonight. It was a truly historic night. And for me, this was the night where it officially sank in. I've thought it for a while, but it is true now, and there is no denying Shohei Ohtani is the greatest player in the history of baseball. Jerry in Riverside is hanging out with us tonight here on Angels Recap. We're glad to have Jerry with us. Hi, Jerry.
Hey, Trent. How you doing?
Excellent.
Hey, we were at the game tonight. We took our mom to celebrate her 86th birthday, which is tomorrow. I know you just were on the radio with Luke, so we wish Luke a happy birthday also tomorrow. It was a wonderful night for the family. We had my brother, my sister, the wives, the husbands. We had a nice group there, and it was an amazing game. You are so accurate in your description. I feel the same way. We're witnessing something. I'm a ball player. I know what it takes, and it's just so wonderful, Trent. It's a beautiful thing, and I just hope the Angels can continue to win.
I hope so, too. Jerry, thanks for calling. Before you leave us tonight, what's your mother's name?
Pauline. Pauline is her name, Pauline.
Pauline, if you're listening right now, happy birthday, 86 years, incredible. And we're so thankful for you and what you've done for your family. And Jerry seems like a great guy calling the show tonight. So you've done well, and thank you so much for supporting the Angels and coming out here tonight. Happy birthday, Pauline. Jerry, thanks for calling out there in Riverside. 714-283-830. Jose in Lake Forest with us tonight here on Angels Recap. Hi, Jose.
How you doing, Trent?
Real well.
All right, so here, so you just, I almost agree with you, best of all time, but he has, when he stops pitching, he can go to a different position. Once he wins the once he gets the best at a different position, he wins a gold glove at first or outfield maybe, then he's the greatest of all time. Until then, nah, not really. Almost. But he's the man, you know what I'm saying?
I think I understand what you're saying, Jose. If you're saying, correct me if I'm wrong here. You're saying that what Ohtani is doing right now is close to that, but you want to see him continue more of these kind of seasons moving forward. Is that kind of what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying. But he's not going to pitch forever. He can't. No human could possibly do that. So once he's done, he's still going to hit. Move him out to first base or to the outfield. And once that happens, then he will be the greatest of all time. And that's all I had to say. I agree with you on everything else, man.
Jose, thank you for calling. I respectfully disagree, but I like the fact that you called, and I completely understand where you're coming from. I completely understand that point of view. And if you're going to push back against some of the things that I'm saying here tonight, that's the beauty of baseball, is having these kind of conversations. That's what this game is all about. We all come to the ballpark together. We sit in fellowship, and we talk baseball. And you know, I know you have your peanuts and Cracker Jacks, and you used to have a good time. I guess at the Big A, it's more about like the helmet nachos. You share helmet nachos or a bucket of cookies. So you're sharing your bucket of cookies or your helmet nachos, and you're discussing baseball and different things and different topics. That's the beauty of it. We all don't have to think the same. It's better. It's healthier to have different viewpoints. That's what life is about. But I think that it's hard to ignore. It's hard to combat the idea that Ohtani is not the best ever. And again, I say that as someone that has always had an immense appreciation for Willie Mays and Hank Aaron and Babe Ruth. But what we're seeing from Shohei Ohtani, this is absolutely wild what we're seeing from Shohei Ohtani. RJ in Riverside with us tonight here on Angels Recap. Hi, RJ.
I wish you a very good evening, Trent. How are you?
Very well. Thanks for calling.
Hey, really quick, because I know you have your calls. You know how people say, hold my beer when you're about to do something really great?
Yep.
We're going to start saying for Ohtani when he hits a home run, hold my sake.
Maybe so. Maybe so. On Japanese Heritage Night, I was looking for some sake in the ballpark tonight. You're not supposed to serve it to people that are working, though, so that's going to have to stay for after the show.
Why aren't they serving at the Big A? Where can you get it?
I actually don't have an answer to that, RJ, but hey, thanks for calling. Thanks for dropping in a fun little nugget and being such an avid listener of this show every single night. Always like hearing from RJ in Riverside. Zach in Placentia with us tonight on Angels Recap. Zach, what's going on, man?
Oh, Shohei Ohtani. Oh, Shohei Ohtani. Hey, man, dude, this guy's, like, ridiculous. Like, how is he? I don't even know. Like, I'm 25, so I've never seen someone as good as him. I'm sorry, but, you know, even though I've never seen, like, Hank Aaron play, I've never seen, you know, Babe Ruth play, this guy,
Ortiz. It's so fabulous to see him play. And, you know, I'm going to be at the game on Friday. It's going to be interesting with this schedule coming up, but, you know, let's get it done. They got me hyped up for this year, for sure.
Yeah, there's a lot to be excited about, Zach. Here's what I would encourage you to do, and I think that this will help you maybe even understand a greater appreciation for Shohei. I would encourage you to go on YouTube and try to find some film of Hank Aaron, or maybe talk to somebody that watched him play. Same thing about Willie Mays. I got into, actually before the start of the season, for whatever reason, I don't know why, I just happened to go down this baseball rabbit hole where I was watching a ton of Mickey Mantle tape, whatever was out there on YouTube, listening to interviews, listening to people describe the Mick. And so I went down the Mickey Mantle rabbit hole before the start of the season just to appreciate him, because, you know, for all these years, we've heard the Trout-Mantle comparisons, and I just was interested because I felt like I'd heard a lot about Mickey Mantle, but I hadn't really seen a whole lot about Mickey Mantle. And I did that. I'm a little bit older than you, but not much. So I wanted to do that because, again, when you are a student of the game, when you want to understand all you can about baseball, these players are mythological in so many ways. And Shohei Ohtani is now in the mythological description. This is, again, something that Zach, you're going to be telling your kids and your grandkids and your great-grandkids about what you saw with Shohei Ohtani when you come to the ballpark on Friday night and for all the other Angel games you've been to. Truly special. There is no question. I don't need to wait to get to this, because it is time for the Star of the Game, presented by Sapporo Premium Beer. Follow the stars and please share Sapporo responsibly. No brainer tonight. That belongs to Shohei Ohtani. Incredible what he was able to do. Plus, whenever the Angels win, you win. Since the Angels won at home, head to a participating SoCal McDonald's tomorrow to redeem your free medium fries with a $1 minimum purchase. Just download and register on the McDonald's app. Before we get to our Halo highlights tonight, let's check in with a few more callers here. Again, our number 714-283-830. Absolutely jam-packed phone lines. I say every night, I try to get to every caller. There's been so many times we might not be able to do it. I'm going to do my best. I want to get to as many of you as possible. It's what we do here on this show. And we're going to get our second inning started with Christian in Orange joining us on Angels Recap tonight. What's up, Christian?
Hey, Trent. Just two quick notes on Shohei. First off, the fact that you and so many of us are going to have the opportunity not only to tell our children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren about this guy named Shohei Ohtani, but the fact that we're going to be able to tell them about the moment where we realized it, where it clicked, where it wasn't just it could be, is something fantastic. And then following that up is the class that Ohtani has, I don't think gets as magnified is when Trout came up and was doing this amazing. Everybody's like, oh, and also he's the nicest guy. You see Shohei out there, and let's be honest, over the past couple years, even a couple nights this year, he could have made a very bold statement that would be on the morning news and be the talk of the town about he's not happy. And yeah, he says he wants to win, but the class he's done it with just solidifies his greatness even further.
I agree with you in a lot of ways, Christian. Thanks for making that phone call, because you're right. And the way Ohtani carries himself with so much class and grace, how he goes about his work, which is truly sensational, that is worth discussing. I mean, can you imagine the pressure that's on this guy and the eyes of the world on his every step? I mean, he's got two countries watching every little thing that he does. And everywhere he goes, the cameras are following him constantly. I can't imagine that kind of pressure. And it doesn't seem to faze Ohtani, and he takes it all in stride and is still a very caring individual through all of it. 714-283-830. We said we'd get to Jason in San Juan Capistrano next, so let's do that now. Hi, Jason.
Hey, Trent. Thanks for opening the lines.
Yeah.
Great night at the ballpark. Like you said, a beautiful view from Brewery X. Anybody who ever gets a chance to see Ohtani pitch, get loose, warm up before the game, it's just phenomenal. I don't know if he intends to do this, but tonight he was just standing in the sunlight. There was just this ray shooting through the outfield when he was getting loose. It was phenomenal. I know I want to see Ohtani stay. But I know there's concerns that he may or may not, age appropriately, or who knows? He's a unicorn, an alien, right? But what are the chances that Ohtani moves to the bullpen towards the end of his career, kind of like we saw in the WBC earlier this year?
Yeah, I mean, maybe. I mean, we don't know. I think right now the version we're seeing of Shohei Ohtani is he's a starting pitcher and the best hitter in baseball. He's an ace on the mound, and you want to have him throw as many innings as you possibly can. Down the line, maybe that changes, and I don't know. Ohtani's going to get a long contract for the most money any player has ever gotten before in this game. So teams are going to be creative with how they use Shohei Ohtani. Certainly, that's going to be a part of it. But I think that's a bridge across down the road. I don't see any sign of Ohtani slowing down with what he's doing right now. And even if it's only two or three more years where he's like this, and look, let's be honest, if he does give you two or three more years like this, even on a 10-year contract, what you're getting is insurmountable in terms of productivity and production from Shohei Ohtani. So, you know, again, gosh, if it's like a 10 or 11-year deal, boy, that's a long time. A lot of that, you'd probably have to think that Ohtani is going to be one or the other. But, again, I don't think that would change my view anyway of what Ohtani has been able to accomplish at this point in his career. We've just never seen anything like this before. But I do think that at some point in Ohtani's career, there's going to have to be some creative ways to still use him on the mound, but maybe a little bit less. But right now, he's not showing any signs of slowing down. Thanks for calling, Jason, out there in San Juan Capistrano. Again, our number 714-283-8383. Connor in Anaheim is with us here on Angels Recap tonight. What you got for us, Connor?
Hey, Trent, first of all, I got to say, one of the better environments I've been to at an Angels game tonight. I mean, the crowd was just electric. And I was sitting around with my dad the other day. We're thinking, how can we keep Shohei in town? And one of the ideas we came up with was, at the beginning of each year, kind of like how we used to do, is go to Japan for an opening series and play the A's or the Mariners or someone and go to Japan and have Shohei. So Shohei, hey, you can come out to Japan with the team, go back home for a week, and go play three games with a division team, you know?
Yeah, that's an interesting thought. Now, a lot of that's not necessarily handled by the Angels. That's MLB that's setting those opportunities. Look, if Shohei ends up staying with the Angels and signs an extension here, there is no way that MLB would not send the Angels to Japan to go play there. I mean, it's got to be automatic that would happen at some point. I wish the Angels could do something like that. I think it'd be really cool, but that kind of stuff comes more from MLB than it does from the organization. But I like the out-of-the-box thought. Look, whatever it takes to keep this guy, I mean, you just keeping Shohei Ohtani on so many levels. He's just the best player. He's the best player ever. So you don't want to see that guy play for anyone else is part of it. But it's got to be something where you can still have a competitive team, because at the end of the day, winning for the organization is more important than any one player. But I think that your best chance to win is to have the best players, and Ohtani is the best player I've ever seen, so you would think that would make your team better. If you're just going to try to use some logic there, obviously it'd be incredibly expensive to do that and have Ohtani and also be able to field a competitive team, but we've just never seen anything like this from Shohei Ohtani. Connor, I like the creativity. Don't be a stranger. Give us a phone call again, 714-283-8383. Cole in Glendora, hanging with us tonight on Angels Recap. What's up, Cole?
First, how you doing, Trent?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for asking.
I want to talk about our friend Zach Neto and David Fletcher. I think David Fletcher, once his back gets hot, he's going to be great, man.
Yeah, I mean, he looked good. How about that double play he turned tonight? That was huge what he was able to do. I thought Fletcher had a really great defensive game.
In the ninth inning, kind of made a mistake there. I mean, Zach Neto, I don't think is making that play either. I'm just kidding.
I mean, look, that was a really tough play with Fletch going back. He's basically in shallow right field. That's a tough one. I'll tell you this, though. I'm looking forward to seeing Zach Neto make a return, hopefully sooner rather than later. It sounds like that he is progressing really well and feeling better, and we might even see him start playing catch and doing some baseball activities here maybe as soon as the end of the week. And the Angels getting him back at shortstop would be really cool to see. Plus, you have Eduardo Escobar that's here. Fletch is up to give you some depth. The Angels have rebuilt this infield on the fly, and you could tell, like, this Angels organization, they're going for it. They are all in on 2023, and if the season ended today, the Angels would be in the playoffs. And here we are at the halfway point, and the Angels playing really good baseball. I know there's some games that they've given up. You'd like to see them get back, but at 44-37, 81 games in, 7 over .500, the Angels would be a playoff team if the season were to end today. Cole, thanks for calling us. We got time for one more before we get to our Halo highlight. But before we get to our next caller, let's pause for just a moment for a quick word from one of our sponsors.
It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Go to Chris in Westminster with us tonight on Angels Recap. Welcome to the show, Chris.
Hey, Trent. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to say you're spot on your monologue. Shohei is the best player that's ever played, and it's kind of ridiculous when I know Jose mentioned about the defense thing. He should have probably won a Gold Glove as a pitcher. I mean, Griffin Canning's won one before, and I know Shohei's made some incredible plays as a pitcher. He fields wherever he is. If worst came to worst, he'd always be a hitter if you signed him long-term, and he can always play the outfield. He played, I think, the outfield in Japan a little bit. So he's an excellent all-around athlete, so I don't see any problem with him him not being able to hit for long-term. The pitching, like he said, maybe a little later, but, hey, he keeps himself in shape and everything else. He could last a long time. Him, what you want, I think the Angels could probably get a hometown discount because I think he does want to stay on the West Coast. I don't see him wanting to go back to New York or any of those places. The only place I could see him maybe wanting to go would be like a Texas or something like that, but I don't even see that either. I see like maybe a San Francisco. The New York thing, I don't think it'd be that great.
I mean, if you were to look at I think Shohei really likes being in Southern California. And if you look at the Southern California destinations of the Dodgers, the Padres, and the Angels, right now, I think the Angels are the best situation. Like, I think there's a lot to be said for that, for Ohtani. He wants to win. Well, look what is happening here. The Angels are putting together a team that is, yes, they're all in on 2023, but they are building a group that has a chance to win for a long time. And that's why on this show I have talked so much about the 25U club. Right? The Nettos, the Ohapis, the Detmers, the Moniacs, that group. That group is so critical for me because I think that's going to be the core of being able to open up a championship window for this Angels organization. Yeah, you want to win in 2023, but you also want to be the kind of team that's developing homegrown talent that's going to help you compete for a long time and try to have another decade like what this Angels organization was in the 2000s, where they won 900 games. I mean, that's what you're trying to build, sustain success over a long period of time. And I think the Angels have the kind of group that is on the verge of doing that. I'm a huge believer in guys like Ohapi and Neto and Detmers and Moniak, like those four at the core. Those are some darn good baseball players. You know, we still don't know what Joe Adell's going to be because, you know, he has not had a whole lot of opportunity at the major league level lately. And he was brought up too soon. And since he's been up, he's, you know, I feel like now he's like earning call-ups when maybe before it was maybe forced just a little bit to get him up here. But, man, that's another one that you know he's talented. There's so many of those kind of guys in this organization. I'm looking forward to seeing what is to come ahead. But, man, it's exciting seeing what we saw from Shohei Ohtani tonight, which does take us to our Morongo Halo highlights brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa, the newest, friendliest, and safest casino resort. Morongo, good time. So after homering in last night's game, Shohei Ohtani wasted no time in the first inning, hitting this ball to a pretty similar spot from what we saw a night ago.
Two homers in the first inning against them, and here's a ball that's absolutely blasted out into right center field, and it is showtime. Ohtani launches a missile. Just talking about what happened the last time the Angels faced Kopech in the first inning, and Ohtani has just blasted number 27 of the season. What a shot that was.
The Angels would tack on another in the fourth inning when David Fletcher would bring in a run after Luis Rengifo had a one-out triple in that frame. As for the rest of the Angels, well, they would pump up a little bit more insurance in the seventh inning, starting with who else but Showtime.
Here's a pitch that he hits well out into left center field. It's carrying deep out there, and this one is out of here. Cracked finger now or not, Ohtani the hitter has hit his second home run tonight. That is number 28 of the season, and the Angels have a 3-1 lead.
Mike Moustakas would add another run in that inning for the Halos to give them a 4-1 lead. Oh, did I mention that Ohtani went 6 1/3 innings of one-run baseball tonight, striking out 10 along the way? We saw some pretty good performances by the Angels bullpen as well. It was Jacob Webb that came in to replace Ohtani after that cracked fingernail in the seventh inning, and all Webb was able to do was get out of that inning. Did give up a hit, and that's how the run came in to score. The lone run at the time for the White Sox. Chris Devinsky came in and tossed a clean eighth with a couple of strikeouts. Really good to see that from Chris Devinsky. I know his last couple of outings have been some struggles, so for him in a hold situation to come in and deliver like that certainly was encouraging. Okay, now we got to talk about this ninth inning because it was not pretty for Carlos Estevez. First, it was Eloy Jimenez leading off with a double. Then Andrew Vaughn would drive him in. Grandal with another hit. Rumiard with another hit. Berger would follow with a base hit of his own. So then, here we are. The go-ahead run is on base. Base is loaded. Nobody out. One run is already scored in a 4-2 game. It was Zavala at the dish who would strike out. Then with Elvis Andrews at the plate, Carlos Estevez did this.
Two strikes here on Elvis Andrews. The next pitch. He grounds a ball to short. Could be two. Second for one. Relay to first. It's a double play. And that's how the ball game ends. A twin killing. We'll wrap it up. It went Velasquez to Fletcher on to Moustakas. Angels hold on and win this ballgame 4-2, and you can put a halo over this one.
Carlos Estevez now 20-for-20 in save chances, an Angels record to begin a season. And by the way, good news for you, whenever the Angels get a save at home, that earns you a free small classic smoothie at whenever the Angels get a save during a home game at Juice It Up. Yeah, go to Juice It Up, get yourself a free small classic smoothie with the purchase of any other juice smoothie bowl or snack. So again, that's at Juice It Up. Get a free small classic smoothie with any purchase of a juice smoothie bowl or snack. Angels manager Phil Nevin addressed the media down in the Angels clubhouse just moments ago. So here now is the Halo skipper.
Phil, Shohei is not the only starting pitcher to have 10 strikeouts and 2 home runs in a game, but considering what he does on a daily basis, how much does a night like tonight make it that much more special?
I think we come in here a lot, and to talk about it, it's a wow factor. I think what's cool is watching, new guys come in like Moose and Eske here today. Like, they see this and they're in amazement, right? And we all are. It's just for the first time to see it, and you know, the performance today was incredible. Yeah.
Cracked fingernail, was that something?
Yeah, his middle finger, and apparently I was showing the middle finger. Yeah, so I, you know, yeah, it's a crack in the middle finger. I'll hold them all up for you. on his nail, so it's just something we will monitor. He, being the team guy he is, he just knew that. You know, he saw Webb up down there, and he knew Webb would had a little better command of his pitches, and he just felt like he wasn't able to command the sweeper, especially, or, you know, a couple off-speed pitches to get, you know, the guys that were coming up out, and that's what we're talking about. You know, he understood where we were at in the game and who we have available. You know, he's had these things before where he's been able to pitch through them. It actually happened a couple innings earlier, and he was fine. It just, there's a little more separation there, so he just felt like it was somebody else was a better choice at that time.
And that's not something that will impact him, like, for the next
game. Hey, Sam.
Oh, hey,
Mitch.
How are you?
Good.
So that won't impact him, when he'll start in San Diego?
I wouldn't. It's too early to tell. I mean, these things are a little tricky sometimes, but I'm sure we'll – you know, do everything we can to get him out there. I would anticipate him being fine for that.
Cracked fingernail certainly didn't impact that at bat in the seventh.
No, it doesn't affect his hitting at all. And, you know, if he's not pitching, that ball he hits to right's a double because he, you know, he needs to conserve some energy in some way, right? So, but that ball's usually a ball that he hits for a double because, you know, he's going to run and a little bit more there. But the two home runs, the first one, I think all the talk, I got asked a few times today about him not having a hit off of Kopech yet, and I was still going to play him today, so it worked out. But he, I mean, the most impressive one was the off-speed, the changeup down and away on the bottom corner rail, and to hit it out the other way to the biggest part of our park, that was really impressive.
How big was that play by Fletcher there to get that out of third base?
Yeah, wow, he's, you know, obviously we know what he can do defensively. You know, that came up big today. Every little thing that happens in games like this are huge. Wally's two walks earlier, you know, we had some really good, I think we walked 9 or 10 times, and I thought we did a great job offensively against a good pitcher, and he's able to make good pitches and get out of it. But the plays that Fletch made, Louis made one at third, the double play from Renfro in right field. We had a lot of good things happen defensively, too.
Shohei's been kind of up and down at times where he's hitting better, pitching better. Do you think right now he's kind of at his peak in both?
I think. I mean, I don't know where we go. It's fun to watch every day. I know that. I think he's, you know, done some things mechanically, pitching wise, that has helped them a little bit, and whether it's pitch mixing and game planning, I think that's been a lot better, if you will. But we've never seen what he's doing, so I don't know where it goes.
Do you know what the mechanics thing is that he's kind of doing? Because he said he couldn't really describe it that well. Are you able to say what he's done?
I think it's just more what you feel out of your hand, you know, and it's hard to describe that. I mean, Reed's same way, right? The last few times out, he's really felt like he's got a good command of the ball and manipulating the ball on a slider, and I think Shohei's doing the same thing. And you know, I say mechanically, but it's more, you know, whether it's a grip or, you know, I'm not down there for all of his pens, but, you know, I think it's, you know, something to do with the grip, something to do with mechanics, and everything he's doing right now is in sync.
Chris Davinsky, he struggled in his last two appearances, but you maintain faith in him. Speak to that. He pitched excellent today. Speak to the faith you have in him to put him out there in that pivotal situation.
Yeah. If you go back to the two outings he had and you watch the tape close, I mean, one was a bad hop that went over our first baseman's head. Another one, we don't convert a double play. He's putting the ball on the ground and not hard contact. I know he gave up the home run in Colorado after something happened where he should have been out of the inning. So I'm not going to give up on him. He's tough, and he's been in these spots before, just like Webby has. And really, our entire pen's going to go through these things. You know, now we've used Webby two nights in a row, so somebody else will have to step up tomorrow. But I haven't lost any faith in him. His pitches were still crisp. He just threw a lot, and he had a little bad luck. But he's had some rest, and he's good to go. And and he's our guy in those spots.
With Estevez, what made you kind of feel like you didn't want me? No one was warming up there. That was seemed like it was his thing there. And what was kind of the thought process with that player?
He was throwing strikes. I mean, he's going to get hit sometimes. I mean, I know you're referring back to the Texas game, and he walked the first three batters of the inning, and I just didn't feel like he had. He also, before that outing, he had been used a lot, and I was more worried about how tired he was. The velo was down. Today, after a couple hits, you saw him reach back and get a little. He got close to 100 again and a really good slider, but he was able to command the top of the zone after getting a few base runners out there and then gets the big double play at the end. That was huge.
Shohei's over now on three of his last four start days. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like he's getting more comfortable just sort of juggling both roles on the same day?
I mean, I just think he's so routine-oriented. That hasn't changed. I mean, I think each day he's – each time out, he's understanding how to conserve more energy, to be more focused, and, you know, if he could, if there's a way he could. I don't know. He's the most focused person I've ever seen in my life and the most routine-oriented person I've seen in my life, but he's always searching to get better, and I certainly see that. I mean, we talk about the three home runs in the last four starts. I mean, I feel like he's homered every day. So, but it's just been fun to watch, and he's having a lot of fun out there with his teammates, and there's a lot of reason to be that way.
You've talked before about, like, maybe sometimes because you're in it every day, you can't fully appreciate it as mm-hmm. people on the outside. You've been around this game a long time. To see somebody exit a game as a pitcher because of something he's dealing with, and then in the bottom half hit a home run like that, like, you ever think something like that would ever be possible at this level?
Actually, last year in Oakland, I think he left after getting hit in the ankle with a line driver. So, I mean, still hit, and I don't think he hit a home run, but he hit a double. But, no, I mean, like you say, have I ever seen it? We're seeing things every day that we've never seen before, and you try not to take it for granted, and I don't think any of us do. I understand how special it is, but I also understand how special the person is to our room and what he's bringing to us every day, as well as the rest of his teammates.
So there you go. That's Angels manager Phil Nevin sharing some really good insight with us after the game tonight. And I think that he is just in awe like everybody else right now. How could you not be with what this guy, Shohei Ohtani, is accomplishing? Truly phenomenal. I mean, we're out of superlatives, and it's bigger than that. There are historical... You know, there's a historical context here about the greatness of Shohei Ohtani. Let's take a look at what's going on across Major League Baseball tonight and have a peek at our Huntington Beach Harley out-of-town scoreboard. Riverside Harley Davidson and Huntington Beach Harley Davidson is the number one volume Harley dealer group in California. We'll start with the Dodgers, who got a 5-0 win in Colorado tonight. Clayton Kershaw took a no-hitter into the sixth inning of that game. J.D. Martinez also hit his 300th career home run in that 5-0 shutout as the Blue top the Rockies. Reds 3-1 winners in Baltimore tonight, so the Angels did gain some ground on the Orioles, while the Pirates beat the Padres 9-4 from PNC Park. Giants got a 3-0 win over Toronto, another team the Angels gained some ground on in the wild card race, while the Marlins beat the Red Sox 10-1. So Boston has now fallen all the way back to 40-40 on the season. Meanwhile, the Mets, oh boy, after they had lost had fallen to a season worst 8 games below .500, they did get a win tonight, 7-2 over Milwaukee, as owner Steve Cohen will be having a press conference tomorrow. Should be fascinating to see what comes out of that. The Braves got a 6-2 victory over Minnesota tonight, while the Cardinals beat the Astros 4-2, as Jordan Montgomery pitched well for St. Louis in that game, 6-hit baseball, and got into the seventh inning. Rangers did get a win tonight, so the Angels unable to gain any ground there. It is the Texas still with a 5-game lead on the Halos in the AL West. They beat the Tigers 8-3 tonight. Phillies 5-1 winners over the Cubs. Guardians 2-1 over the Royals. A's beat the Yankees. Wow, 2-1, the final score in that game, while the Diamondbacks got a victory over the Tampa Bay Rays. How about that powerhouse matchup? And who would have thought Arizona-Tampa Bay would be a big-time matchup? It really is. The first-place Diamondbacks able to take down the first-place Tampa Bay Rays. Also 11 innings in Seattle, where the Nationals got a 7-4 win over the Mariners and what some Mariner fans are calling one of the more crushing losses of the season. So that takes us to the American League standings, where the Rangers, as I mentioned, have a 5-game lead on the second-place Angels, who are a game better than Houston and 4.5 games better than the Seattle Mariners. Oakland is in last place. They are 28 games behind Texas, 23 behind the Halos. As for the wild card race right now, if the season were to end today, the Angels and Yankees would have the second and third wild card spots, currently tied 5.5 games back of Baltimore and a half game clear of Toronto. Again, the Astros 1 game back, then the Red Sox 3.5 games out of a playoff spot, followed by Cleveland and Seattle, who are a game behind them. So that's a peek at the playoff picture right now for the Angels. Now it is time to close up shop, as we always do, and that is with our nightcap.
For tonight's final thought, this is the Nightcap.
First things first, I just want to say congratulations to Eduardo Escobar, who is now a United States citizen. He went to Miami today to take the test and go through that process, and it is official. New Angel Eduardo Escobar, officially a U.S. citizen. I was going to talk a little bit more about that tonight, and we will have that conversation down the road, but I feel like on a night where Shohei Ohtani was able to do what he did, I think it is worth noting just some of his stats. So I'm going to read off some numbers right now. Maybe you want to get out a pen and paper, or at least, you know, put this down in your phones. If anybody asks you, well, how come you think that Shohei is the best player of all time? Well, here are some numbers to back that up. Ohtani now 7-3 on the season with a 3.02 ERA in his 16 starts. He has a 2.10 ERA at the Big A in 42 starts. That is the second best in the last 100 years for a home earn run average. The only one better is Miami's Jose Fernandez. Shohei Ohtani has given up one or fewer runs in 9 of his 16 starts this year. And also, since the start of last year, no pitcher in all of baseball has had more games with double-digit strikeouts. Ohtani has had 16 of them, 6 this season alone, tied for the most in all of baseball. As a hitter, Shohei Ohtani, as I mentioned before, today was the first career game where he had multiple home runs in a game he pinched in. It was his 10th career game as a pitcher where he hit a home run, 5th this season alone. Shohei Ohtani, 5 times now this year, Ohtani has pitched and also had 3 or more hits 6 times in his career. He's the first player with a multi-homer game where he was the starting pitcher since Zach Greinke did that in 2019 with the Diamondbacks. First American League player to have multiple home runs as a starting pitcher since Sonny Siebert of the Red Sox in 1971. 13 home runs here in the month of June, has tied a franchise record with Tim Salmon, Albert Pujols, and himself back in 2020. It's an Angels record for the most in any month. And again, we still have a few more days left here in June. Today, only the 27th. He's the major league leader in home runs, RBI, total bases, extra base hits, slugging percentage, and OPS. Plus, he has already been selected as the American League All-Star starter as the designated hitter, the third straight All-Star start. As a DH, the only other to do that would be David Ortiz. All right. Those are the numbers for Shohei Ohtani. Truly sensational what he was able to accomplish tonight and what he has done so far in his career, and I can't wait to see how the rest of it continues to play out. That's going to just about do it for us here on Angels Recap. Tonight, I want to thank Dan Jers, Alejandro Valenzuela, Derek Taylor, David Callaway, our entire production crew here at AM 830 for all their hard work and their help for putting this show together. More than anything else, thank you. Thank you for all the callers tonight. We had a ton of them. We got to as many as we possibly could. If you weren't able to get in, well, give us a phone call tomorrow after the game. Looking forward to chatting with you then. Jaime Barria gets the start. It's a 6:38 first pitch here at the Big A in the third game of 4 with the White Sox. SoCal native Lucas Giolito gets the nod for Chicago as the Angels go for a series win, having taken each of the first 2 games, including 4-2 being the final score tonight. My name is Trent Rush. Thanks for being with us. This has been Angels Recap on the Angels Baseball Radio Network.
Angels Baseball has been brought to you by Foundation Building Materials, Memorial Care, Coca-Cola and Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Join us again for the next game here on the Angels Baseball Radio Network.